Dear Lord, of these three things we pray, to help us to see you more clearly, to love you more dearly, to follow you more nearly, day by day. Amen. Please be seated. Each week I read the scriptures that are coming up for the following Sunday, and I pray over them, and I reread them, and reread them. And this week, something kept bubbling up to the surface in particular. We human beings can be very divided in our hearts against one another. Yet, we have the opportunity to choose for ourselves how are we going to respond to that division in a way that either moves us toward or away from the kingdom of God. In the Old Testament readings for today, we read about how Michal, the daughter of Saul, sees David coming into the city, and she looks down upon him and despises him. Just despises him in her heart. In the 24th Psalm, we read about the great blessings that come to those who are faithful to the Lord, but that how there are others who choose instead to be deceitful and swear falsely. And in the Gospel according to Mark, we read as John the Baptist is brutally killed and his head put on a platter just because Herodias had a grudge against him. These are people who looked out and saw someone who was different from them, and they chose to respond with hatred and violence and spite. But we can choose a different response. Reading about this reminds me of a book I read a few years ago called The Boy in the Striped Pajamas. There's been a movie that's come out, and for those of you who have seen it, I hope it's faithful to the book. For those of you who aren't familiar with it, it's a story about two young boys during World War II. One of these boys, a young German boy named Bruno, is the son of the commandant of a Nazi concentration camp. And he's walking along the fence one day, and he comes across another young boy, a young Jewish boy named Shmuel, who wears striped pajamas and lives on the other side of the barbed wire fence. Now, Bruno and Shmuel quickly become fast friends. They meet at the fence every day, and they have conversations, and they share stories, and they play games with one another through the barbed wire, and they become very close and dear to each other, despite their obvious differences. One day, Bruno decides he can't stand that separation anymore, and he has Shmuel get him a pair of striped pajamas and hand them through to him, and he puts them on, and they dig a hole, and he slides under the fence and goes into the camp to be with his friend. And Shmuel says to Bruno, "Are you sure you want to do this? It could be dangerous. You could get hurt." But Bruno looks at his friend and says, "There is no place I would rather be, and no one I would rather be with than you." Now, needless to say, I won't spoil the ending for you, but concentration camps in World War II were indeed dangerous places, full of pain and full of suffering. But what happens in this story, that is like Jesus' love for us. That's God's love for us there. God, who could not stand to be separated from his beloved creation, and said, "I want to come and dwell as a human being with you, to accept the highs and the lows just as you do." And we could say to Jesus, "Are you sure you want to do this? It could be dangerous. You could get hurt." But Jesus knows that and looks at us anyway and says, "There is no place I would rather be, and no one I would rather be with than you." Jesus dwells with us in the highs and lows of life. He got to experience it all. He got to experience the joy of laughter with friends and the pain of hard goodbyes, growing up, stubbing your toe on things on the corner of a door, and getting uncontrollable hiccups and surprise birthday parties, counting on a friend who lets you down, and hurting and dying. Jesus wanted to experience all of those things with us because he could not stand the division to be separated from us. That can be our response. That is our response to the Michals of the world, to the Herodiases of the world who want our differences to be like a barbed wire fence that keeps us separated from one another. We can say, no. No. We deserve to be loved, each and every single one of us. St. Paul, our patron here at this church, taught the very earliest Christian communities who were deeply divided, Gentiles and Jews, deeply divided, and he said, you know, none of your differences matter compared to the one way in which you are all the same. You are God's beloved, who he came here to dwell among and save. We here in this room, we're divided in this room. We have differences in our hearts from one another, but St. Paul would tell us the exact same thing. None of our differences are as important as the one way in which each and every single one of us is the same, that we are God's beloved children, who he came here to dwell and save as Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, I'm going to have the opportunity to preach lots of sermons over the years to come before you, and I'm sure you'll get to hear just about every story I have to share about what's formed me and shaped me for this ministry that I've been called to. But the first story I wanted to share with you is this one, that I have firsthand seen some of the terrible things that people have done to someone who is different from them. But I have also seen some of the amazing and wonderful things that people have done when they look at their differences and they draw together, held together by their unity in their love of God. I'm very excited to be here at St. Paul's. I'm very excited because when I chose to become an Episcopalian, it was because I fell in love with the way the Episcopal Church says, despite our differences, we can still pray together. I love the way that we can have disagreements with one another, we can have a little argument in a vestry meeting or over a Bible study, and we can disagree with each other at annual meetings, but at the end of the day, we come together and we pray together and we love each other. I feel called by God to go out into the world and find those who are lost and broken and alone out in the world, who have been told, you're different than us, we don't want you here, and to draw them to a community and say, no, you're different than us, and we accept you here. That's what we do. But I can't do that alone. None of us can. We need the diverse gifts that each of us have been given, and we have the opportunity to choose to draw together and respond to those differences in a way that makes us stronger than we can be apart. I'm excited to be a part of St. Paul's because I've already seen that at work here. When my wife and son and I arrived, we arrived with no furniture and no food and no cookware and not even a bed to sleep on. And the people of St. Paul's, they went to work. You all went to work and you overwhelmed us with your hospitality and your love and how much you've welcomed us. But you know the part that was the most exciting to me? The part I was most excited about was to see how many different sections of St. Paul's that came from. To see how many different people, young and old, married and single, white and black, rich or poor, conservative, liberal, 8 o'clockers, 9 o'clockers, 11 o'clockers, all come together. Because at the end of the day, the differences didn't matter. You and I, we all have a wonderful opportunity to take the diverse gifts we've been given and to use them to love each other better and to love those in the world outside our doors better. Because we can choose to look at differences and respond the way that Bruno responded to Shmuel. To choose to respond the way Jesus responded to us. I'm very excited to be here. And I will tell you, there is no place I would rather be, and no one I would rather be with than you. Amen.